Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We will be carrying live the Saints organization press conference wherein they'll announce their new head coach and introduce him as well, Kellen Moore. And joining me right now is Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak, Bobby Hebert. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
How's it going, Newell?
Yep.
Doing great. Big day for the Saints organization. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, definitely a lot of anticipation building in here. The new head coach of the Saints will be speaking at 11:30. We're in the media area right now getting situated, everyone filing in. And, yeah, I mean, what's not to be excited about a new head coach that's coming off a Super Bowl victory that just happened right here in New Orleans? And the Saints, I feel like, are pretty lucky the fact that they were the last one to hire a head coach in the this cycle this year. And I don't look at it as a negative at all, because if there were more teams that had waited, I'm sure there would have been a heck of a lot more suitors for Kellen Moore.
Absolutely. And he brings an interesting experience set, right?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I think today is more about kind of a first impression. You only get one chance at these, and I think, you know, most fans probably don't even know what Kellen Moore sounds like. You don't hear offensive coordinators talking, at least not out front, as much as you would hear a head coach. And I think that's my biggest question, and there's going to be questions about, okay, what does he do? Quarterback, what does he do? Offense coordinator, defense coordinator, all these hires down the line. But what is the tone he comes in with? How does he command a room? I think these are the types of things that, you know, you're gonna learn about a lot about today. And you know, we talked to him last week during Super Bowl week, and he kind of kept things close to the vest. He didn't go out and command anything. It was still a lot up in the air about what this process was going to be like. So, you know, I'm anticipating that. I'm anticipating what the tone is, what his kind of ownership of this position is, and we'll learn a lot about that today.
Guys, let's try and get one of the breaks out of the way. We're going to go to a break right now so that we can come back and talk more before they head to the podium. We'll be right back with Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak, Bobby Hebert.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are covering the Saints organization press conference wherein they'll announce and introduce the new head coach, Kellen Moore. We're joined by Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak, and Bobby Hebert. We heard from Steve and Jeff. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby, your thoughts.
My thoughts is, I hope the Houdat Nation has patience. You can have hope. You can have hope, but you have to have patience. This is all I can tell you. Newell, how many of the Saints offensive players would start off for the Eagles on offense? Maybe zero. I'm not, depending on what your personnel group. But I would say, like, maybe Becton, who didn't work out at tackle. They thought he was a bust. The offensive guard from the Jets. And then all of a sudden, you know, he did well. But his contract's up with McCoy. Start off at right guard. Alvin Kamara, as great as he is, he ain't beating out Saquon Barkley, but he'd be, you know, running back by committee. Chris Olave would be the third receiver. Rashid Shaheed would be the fourth receiver. So I'm just telling you, when you call in plays, you look really smart when you have the horses, when you have great players. So hopefully the Houdat Nation has patience.
This is different than when D.A. came in, right, Dennis Allen? He kept a lot of the same folks together. This, I suspect, is going to be a different approach.
Yeah, well, offensive mindset, offensive coach versus defensive coach. You know, it's a lot different. And if that's your wheelhouse, like with Dennis Allen, the defense should never suck. I mean, if you're going to win and you're in charge of the defense, no, you better be kicking butt. Well, the flip side, if you're an offensive coach, you have to be amongst the best in the league offensively. Now, that's going to be a challenge. Our defense, we have ways to go on that side of the ball. The same thing, look at the personnel. Okay, you got to stop the run. You want to run the ball, stop the run in theory, at least attempt to run. But we don't have them Eagles D tackles. So you just look at who you have. So I think, I don't know, 2 or 3 year window. That's high expectations. Again, I say hope. Look what Sean Payton did. Post Katrina, they only won 3 games. All of a sudden, we 10-6. We're the second seed. Damn, we almost went to the Super Bowl.
Helps to have Drew Brees.
NFC. Yes, exactly. So you look at the quarterback position. You can go all through the roster, and I've said this. Always look at all rosters around the NFL. How many teams will want your players? How many would have an opportunity to start? That's why we really in a rebuilding situation, whether we want to acknowledge that or not. And the bottom line, to go from 5 to 10 wins, I think, Jeff and Steve and you, I think that'd be an unbelievable achievement, as impressive as what Sean Payton did. If we could go from 5 to 10 wins, because people around the nation, they're picking the Saints 4th in the NFC South. They got, at Tampa Bay. To beat a man, you got to beat the man.
Right.
And you look at the young quarterback with the Falcons, their expectations.
Exactly.
Oh, and Carolina's up and coming. Look how in the back end of the season, how they played. So, no, right now they have us like 3 or 4 in the NFC South, if not 4.
Yeah, well, I mean, just fundamentally, you're looking at it and saying, hey, you were 4th in the NFC South this year. Why wouldn't they pick you to finish 4th in the NFC South?
Yeah.
But just to go back to the question, one of the biggest differences this time compared to when Dennis Allen took over, back then you were saying, hey, continuity, we've got this figured out. We just need to move forward with the same plan and get it right. This time you're basically – you know, you're probably taking it down to the studs. You might keep a few coaches around, but you're talking new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator. And the question is, do you want to change schemes, particularly on defense? You know, the people you're talking about interviewing, these are 3-4 guys. The Saints don't run a 3-4 defense. So if you change
that's a great point.
You're going to have to reset the deck in terms of what can guys do, who can fit these roles, and who do we have to find, whether it's through the draft or free agency, to play these positions. And that's a big change. Even when Dennis Allen rebuilt the defensive staff, he didn't change schemes.
Jeff, that's a great point.
Guys, let me interrupt. Okay, let me interrupt. We want to get to another break so that we can cover this uninterrupted in the back half. So let us do that, and we'll be right back. We're visiting with Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak, Bobby Hebert. Stay with us, folks. Welcome back, folks. We're going to carry live the Saints organization press conference announcing the new head coach, Gail Benson, and executive vice president and general manager, Mickey Loomis. We'll introduce Kellen Moore. We have Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak, and Bobby Hebert there at Saints training camp. Steve, describe kind of the scene for us. Sounds like a big buzz going on.
Yeah, definitely the media is all filed in here. We're just waiting on the new head coach of the Saints to come in. I'm sure Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis will be here shortly, along with team owner Miss Benson coming in. Just looking around, everybody just anticipating, you know, the 19th head coach of this New Orleans Saints organization. I'm sure he's heads are spinning still after being in New Orleans for the entire week, winning the Super Bowl, going back to Philadelphia, and now back here in New Orleans.
Well, you think he's going back to Philadelphia for the parade?
That's a great question. I would imagine he would after this press conference to go back for the parade in Philly.
I know Sean Payton.
Bobby's not missing any damn parade.
No, I was going to say Sean Payton want to be in that victory parade. All the hard work you put in. No, I want a little bit of escape, but I don't know, 24, 48 hours. You get on a jet, you fly here, you go do the parade, you fly back. And you're ready to roll come Monday morning. I'd want to be in the parade. He might not. I don't know. He seems
a little... But we are a parade people.
Yeah.
Right.
So the same thing. I'll be interested to see when he's up on the podium. I see his son, his daughter's out here. He got 2 girls, 2 boys. That's what I had, 4 kids. And I wonder if he'll put his son on his shoulder like Elon Musk or something. You know, you do a press conference and you're just he's a great family man. Look at that. His son's totally involved.
He was at the Pelicans game last night, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and he still wants to be the coach.
Speaking of the Pelicans, I saw the Jazz, but they crushed the Lakers last night. You know, they played them like back-to-back games. I'm thinking, are the Pelicans, or I know that we're not last because the Wizards are last, but I don't know, we might be hovering around the
close.
Worst in the Western Conference.
Close.
Yeah,
right.
You're not last.
But they're at the bottom of the West.
Well, the Saints, I can tell you, are not last. Yes. That's one thing. Well, we are not last for sure.
Now, as we speak, Ms. Benson, along with Mickey Loomis, coming into the press conference, along with head coach Kellamore, taking to the podium here at Saints facility on Airline Drive in Metairie. We're getting ready for this to start up. Doug Miller, the media relations, taking the podium right now and addressing what's going to be happening coming up. So we'll throw it to Doug at the podium.
Steve. Good morning. Thank you all for attending this important day in New Orleans Saints history. The run of show today will be opening remarks by Saints owner Mrs. Gail Benson, followed by Executive Vice President General Manager Mickey Loomis, who will then introduce the 19th head coach in Saints history, Mr. Kellen Moore. Following his opening remarks, Coach Moore will take questions from the assembled media. Upon the conclusion of the question and answers, we will have a brief photo opportunity in front of the Ochsner banner, and we would ask that you please allow the stills and video cameras to get those shots before everybody adjourns. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mrs. Gail Benson to the podium.
Thank you, Doug. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this exciting day. I am so pleased to welcome Kellen, his wife Julie, and their children, Kyla, Haley, Maddie, and Beckham, to New Orleans. When we began this coaching search, we were all aligned on what we were looking for in an ideal candidate to lead this team. We wanted a coach that was exceptionally bright, creative, and most importantly, a tremendous leader. I believe that is exactly what we have in Ellen Moore. He has been a winner at every stage of his career, both as a player and a coach. As we saw this past weekend in our very own Caesars Superdome, Kellen led a creative and innovative offense in winning Super Bowl 59. Congratulations to you and to the entire Philadelphia Eagles organization. Thank you. As we stand here today, I cannot help but reflect on the past success and stability of our organization. While we are not accustomed to having press conferences welcoming a new head coach, I do offer to you, Kellen, and our entire fan base that it is my job to provide any resource our players, coaches, and front office need to compete for a championship. Kellen, you have my full commitment to doing whatever it takes to deliver another Lombardi Trophy back to our city. Our fan base is the most passionate and loyal in the NFL, and they are deserving of our full commitment. We have a stadium that offers our fans the best amenities in the NFL, so today marks a new day and a positive look to the future. I am excited to be part of this with you, Kellen. And in conclusion, I would like to commend Mickey Loomis for conducting such a thorough, thoughtful, and patient search. Mickey and his team interviewed a number of exceptional candidates that yield an excellent result, and I greatly appreciate the clear vision he had for this coaching search. And now it is my pleasure to introduce Mickey Loomis to talk further about the process. Thank you so much.
I've got to use readers, and Mrs. B doesn't. That's a little bit embarrassing. Thank you, Mrs. B. Good morning. Thank all of you for joining us. I'm very excited to introduce the next head coach of the New Orleans Saints. As mentioned, this was a comprehensive process. It took longer than we anticipated, simply because the Eagles kept winning. And that delayed our opportunity to make an informed decision. We appreciate their patience and cooperation with us during the process, and we certainly congratulate the Philadelphia Eagles and Kellen on winning the Super Bowl right here in New Orleans. We had a number of excellent candidates for this job, and I believe every one of the finalists were qualified and will be head coaches in the future. And I want to thank them for their interest, their efforts, and their patience throughout this process. Ultimately, we determined that Kellen's the best fit for our team, and his experience and success as a player, as a position coach, and as an offensive coordinator have prepared him well for this opportunity. And that was really evident in our interviews and our discussions. We've been meeting for the last 24 hours, and man, it's very easy to get excited about the direction that he and his staff are going to take our team. And so without further delay, it's my pleasure to introduce the new head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Kellen Moore.
Recognize a few of you from the last couple of weeks. First, I just want to thank everyone for coming for this awesome opportunity. This is the start of an incredible, incredible place. This place truly is a special place for my family, for the opportunities we've had the last couple of weeks to win a Super Bowl in the Caesars Superdome, and to now become the head football coach of the New Orleans Saints. This is such an incredible place, and we can't wait to make it home, and we truly feel honored. Mrs. Benson, thank you so much for the wonderful welcome to New Orleans, for our entire family. Your leadership obviously is evident very quickly how special this place truly is. I want to start by saying how thankful and blessed I am to have the best football family I can possibly have. For my wife, Julie, she's the rock star. I couldn't do this without her. She's made this entire football journey. She's been on it with me all the way from a player to a coach, and I couldn't ask for to be more fortunate to have her. For Kyler, Hallie, we got Maddie and Beckham as well. They make our life a whole lot of fun. We got four little ones, and they enjoy this ride as well. I can't begin to express how thankful I am for the opportunity to be the head coach of the Saints, but really that dream started a long time ago, being a kid from Prosser, Washington, and my dad was our head football coach, and so that was my foundation as a coach. I always wanted to be a football coach. My goal was to be a Prosser Mustang first and foremost, and you know, I appreciate everything that he did for me. I think most importantly, the foundation of myself as a football coach really comes from him. And my mom is an elementary school principal. This moment, as much as I appreciate it for ourselves, this is their moment as well. And so I love them very much. I want to thank every coach, teammate, player, and mentor that helped me along this way. From Boise State, Detroit Lions, Dallas Cowboys, Los Angeles Chargers, and especially the Philadelphia Eagles. Each and every one of these people shaped me, allowed me to become the coach that I am. Specifically in Philadelphia, Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, and Nick Sirianni, thank you for the opportunity to win a world championship with you. Finally, as we went through this process, through this interview process, I feel very fortunate that I got to go and interview with multiple teams. It became very clear what made this organization really special, and it was the leadership. Each interaction grew more and more confident in the opportunity that this presented. The opportunity to team up with Mickey Loomis, one of the winningest general managers in the National Football League history, was a perfect opportunity for myself. The other leadership within his group, Kai Harley, Jeff Ireland, Michael Parent, and Randy Mueller, can't wait to get started. Really, really excited about this opportunity. I'm so thankful for it. We have an exciting, exciting future for New Orleans football. Our number one goal is to create an environment that allows every player, coach, and staff member to be their best. And this is the greatest team sport in the world for a reason, because it takes everyone. It takes everyone. It's truly an honor and opportunity that not many have. We know that when we do this, when we build a brand of football that we're all appreciative of, it's going to be a smart, a fast, and a physical football team. And I know that our style, that Who Dat Nation will be proud of, and they will rally behind. We have a tremendous advantage in the NFL because of the phenomenal fan base that we have, because of the home field advantage that the Caesars Superdome provides. And I can't attest, and I can attest to the daunting challenge that when you come into the Superdome as the visiting team, the challenges that you're going to have. Can't wait to get started. Houdat Nation, appreciate you. Can't wait to go. Here we go.
Open it up for questions now. Who wants to lead off?
Nick, Alan, just what are your first, you know, 72 hours here? Like, kind of what's on the agenda? How do you get started? What's that process? What's that transition coming into that?
Yeah, obviously it's been a phenomenal opportunity to get back into New Orleans, really to get to know the building. You know, first and foremost, there's phenomenal people throughout this building, and I think that's the great joy that the first few days provide. You know, really connecting with the building, throughout all the support staff, the players, the coaches. That'll be a process as we go through this building this, but it's been a really fun opportunity.
Kellen, this team is obviously at a state with a little bit of an older roster where a choice could be made to, you know, continue trying to win, consider rebuilding. During the process, did they make it clear that you would get to have a lot of input in deciding that, or did they kind of let you know this is the direction we're going?
I think certainly the great joy that as you went through this process, it became very evident was this is a collaborative effort here. This is a team. This is a group that works really well together. We're excited to go through this journey. Obviously, we'll begin the process of evaluating the player side of this and building a coaching staff and doing it the right way moving forward. It's going to be a really fun process.
I know you're not going to lay out the plan right now, but I mean, do you have like a preference for the concept of rebuilding, getting younger, or like trying not to overhaul too much?
I think certainly we're going to compete for this this division. We have a great opportunity in the NFC South, and we're going to focus on that while building this team the right way.
Kellen, are you starting like today or tonight, tomorrow, or are you going back and participating in the parade? What's your schedule?
There's been a little bit of travel this week, which is all good. So obviously had an opportunity to be here. We'll go back for the parade tomorrow in Philadelphia and then quickly get back here and get going.
If I can follow up, we've heard about you for a long time. People have seen pictures and video, but this is kind of the first time a passionate fan base gets to hear from you without maybe getting too deep into football. Who are you? Like, what's your favorite? People are going to want to know everything about you. So, is there any more insight besides wanting to be a coach like your father that you can kind of tell the people watching right now about yourself?
Yeah. You know, faith, family, and football is what this thing is all about, and those priorities will never change. I think when you get to team up with special people, you get to do special things, and I'm really, really excited about that opportunity. I want to lead this team the right way. I surround myself with tremendous leaders on the player side, on the coaching side. Again, this is a great opportunity.
A lot was made in the process about the Saints salary cap situation and where it stands now. Did that give you any concern in the process? And how would you say you view where the salary cap situation stands right now?
Yes, certainly the opportunity to go through the interview process allows us to have those conversations, and quickly, again, it's evident. The leadership here is tremendous. They're best in the business from a business side of this operation, and we feel very comfortable with where we're going.
Hey, Colin, how has that helped you out as far as playing the game at the highest level, playing in the NFL for 6 years as a coach? How has that helped you?
Yes, certainly anytime you can lean on experiences as a player or a coach, tremendous opportunity. And certainly the coaches and the players that I was around, I learned a lot from those guys. And certainly as we go through this process, anytime you can lean on those experiences, you've been in those players' shoes, you've dealt with the challenges that they deal with, you can lean into those experiences.
You mentioned talking about the cap situation. One of those cap hits and guys that's prevalent with that is obviously quarterback Derek Carr. What do you think about him when looking at his tape, and do you view him as being the week one starter for this team with you as head coach?
Yeah, Derek's a tremendous quarterback in this league. I've had so much respect for him, the journey that he's been on. He's a starter in this league. He's a premier player in this league. He's had a great journey, obviously going from Fresno State to the Raiders and now here. You know, really excited to team up with him and go through this process. And so just like any player on this roster, you know, I just got here a few days ago, and I'm excited to go through this journey with all of them.
Got a chance to spend all last week in New Orleans and went to the Pelicans game last night. Did you get a sense of how much this team means to this city?
It's very quickly evident. This is a tremendous city. the hospitality and the environment that they provided for the Super Bowl was really special. You quickly saw what makes this place an amazing city. And you know, as we've gone through this process, it just becomes more and more evident. We truly can't wait for this to become home.
I know you you told us when we interviewed you that you went to the Manning Passing Academy. Has Archie, has Drew, have people reached out to you, congratulating you, giving you tips on how it's going to be here?
It's what makes this place really special is you can just tell everyone who's touched this place is still invested. And, you know, from the Manning family to Drew, so many people that have been a part of this place. That's what makes this place special.
Colin, last week you said you don't like you like the defense that you don't like going against, but you don't want to answer because you're going against Spags and didn't want to give them any tips. What is the type of defense that you hate going against? And what would you like what are the characteristics you'd like in your defense?
Yeah, that identity is still the same. We want to be a smart team. We got to play really smart situational football. We want to be able to play fast. Guys, when they're fast and free and confident, they play at a really high level. And then obviously we want to be a really physical football team. We recognize I'm a quarterback guy and I love the quarterback position, but this game has so much impact on the offense and defensive lines, and that's really truly how you control games and build this thing the right way.
What's your plan for that defensive coordinator search? Several interviews? You have several things?
Yes, we'll go through a true process for the defensive coordinator spot. We're really excited to go through that over the course of the next few days, and we'll find an excellent candidate.
Will that include, I know you've been around a couple of guys who've run 3-4s in the last couple of weeks. Interview people who might run a 3-4 and people who might run a 4-3?
Yeah, we'll certainly explore both sides of that. I think at the end of the day, we'll find the perfect candidate for this opportunity, and we'll be really excited about it.
Cal, how far are you in together the staff? Do you have a timeline in place? Like, would you like to see the whole staff together before the combine? Is that important?
Certainly, we just want to do it the right way, and we want to go through a process, and we understand that when the opportunity presents itself, it'll be right, and we're very excited about that. Obviously, we know we're into the middle of February, but there's plenty of excellent candidates out there. We're really excited. The ones that we've talked to already and the ones we'll talk to in the future, it'll be a great opportunity.
What about your journey in the last 3 years, Dallas, Los Angeles, and then Philly? How those last 3 years really prepared you to take on this opportunity?
I was fortunate to be in Dallas for 8 years. Tremendous place, tremendous opportunity. I went there from a player to a coach. Going to Los Angeles and Philadelphia allowed me to get out of my comfort zone. And I think that's really, really important as you grow as a coach or a player, that you got to get out of your comfort zone, challenge yourself, put yourself in different situations. And both those opportunities allowed me to grow. Tremendous people at both spots, and I'm forever thankful for that.
Nick said after the game, tell him let's run this back.
Is there space in there?
Did you just take that as kind of like a lighthearted compliment for the good work you did, or were they really trying to talk you out of something? And how, and what goes into deciding to leave a situation like that where you're coming off a championship?
First and foremost, I love Nick. Forever thankful for the opportunity to team up with him through this past year. Tremendous leader. Tremendous head football coach in the National Football League. He won a world championship for a reason, and I feel so thankful for that. As obviously we went through this process, an opportunity to be a head coach is really special in this league, and the more we went through the process, it became very clear that this one was going to be a really special one if it presented itself. And so obviously Nick and I had plenty of conversations as we went through this journey. He was very supportive of it. Certainly he would love for us to team up again, but he understood that, you know, this was going to be a special place for us.
Your background said that. How much has that helped you really become a head coach at the age that you currently are?
Certainly, viewing it from the quarterback lens is a very valuable piece. It's the hardest position in sports for a reason. There's a tremendous amount of responsibility associated with that player. They're tied into every single player on the football team. You know, I was fortunate to be able to transition quickly from playing right into coaching in Dallas. Allowed me to, you know, kind of go through that process rather quickly. But again, great people, great support as I've gone through that. And, you know, again, I think a lot of guys in this league, if they've gone through this journey, a lot of quarterbacks have become coaches, and there's probably a reason for it.
How close do you feel like this team is to becoming contender?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, that was one of the attractive pieces of this is, you know, I think this is a talented roster. We played here week three. We took it down to a minute left to finally score a touchdown when I was in Philadelphia. It was a really challenging game. And so throughout this season, you've seen it. Obviously, injuries were a challenge this year, and those things sometimes are challenging, uncontrollable circumstances. And so we recognize there's so much good going on here. We want to embrace the good, don't lose any of the good while building this thing the right way.
Yeah,
There's the old saying about X's and O's or Jimmy's and Joe's, but what is it about the Saints offensive roster that gives you confidence you can replicate what you did in Philly?
Tremendous investment on the front line. Again, as we talked about, offense and defensive lines, they're going to have such an impact on games. They're the pulse of your football team. We got playmakers in multiple skill positions. Very, very excited about that. On the back end, on defense as well. Invested in those guys to have those pieces as well. And so I think we're in an excellent place to build moving forward.
What do you think needs to be different though, to kind of build that consistent line here?
Yeah, I think that's the excellent process that we're going to go through. I think it's going to, again, teaming up with the right people, teaming up with people who know this is going to take a lot of work. This is going to be a really hard challenge, starting with the offseason program. But we're going to build it the right way. We're going to go through that process, and we'll build it once we get together.
Kellen, as far as strategy, what comes into play, explain to the fans maybe how you utilize motion as far as from your perspective as a play caller and then also from the quarterback position. And obviously, in different scenarios, the run-pass option. We might run a little more, might pass a little more. Just talk a little bit about that.
I think the biggest thing from an offensive perspective is you got to stress the defense, whether it be tempo, which we'll use a lot of. We like to use a lot of tempo every place that I've been. We'll use shifts and motions and we huddle, but we want to stress the defense. Now, whether we have to throw it 50 times or run it 15 times, I really don't care. However, we got to win a football game. We'll do that based off who we have available to us and who's on our roster. But we want to be a team that stresses the defense, challenges them, utilizes our entire roster, the depth that we have, and take advantage of all these different players' superpowers.
Kellen, why do you think you're ready for this opportunity? You know, your first head coaching job, what are you going to bring to this position, and why do you think you're ready for this?
Certainly, I've gone through this process for a long time. As a player, I always anticipated wanting to be a coach. And so those notes that I took each and every day was, you know, would I do this the same way? Would I do this different? And again, each and every one of those notes built me up to who I am today. Tremendous support, tremendous mentors that have gone through this process. Again, when you go to different places, you get to strengthen yourself. You get to challenge yourself, get yourself out of your comfort zone, play different styles of football. And ultimately, I'm really, really excited to have an opportunity to lead this team, be in front of this entire group, and support these players as they go through these challenges they inevitably will.
At 36, I have two questions, I apologize. At 36, you're now the youngest head coach in the NFL. Do you lean into that maybe there isn't like a generational divide like there may be with other hires that you've experienced? And I do have a follow-up.
Yeah. We'll start with that one. Tremendous value, obviously. There'll be certain players that are more closely associated with my age, and I think that's tremendous value. I've been in those shoes for a number of years now. Being a 31-year-old offensive coordinator, you know, that first time, half the room was the guys that I was teammates with 2 years prior to. And so I think there's tremendous value in being able to lean into those experiences, having been in their shoes in a relatively recent time. Again, I think it's a great opportunity.
And just my follow-up was more lighthearted here. We have kind of a unique culture here. Have you and your family experienced, have your kids had king cake yet? Have y'all had a meal? Please don't say your first meal is Chipotle.
We are so excited to embrace the food side of this wonderful community. Certainly, we've had a couple king cakes already. Yeah, so we're ready.
You mentioned your father, Tom, right?
Yep.
How is he doing, and what does he think about all this?
He's excited. I mean, my dad was a high school football coach, and that for our family, for my brother to choose coaching, for myself to choose coaching, shows how much he meant to us. My brother's the offensive coordinator at Missouri. He's had a tremendous career in this profession, and he's been along it the entire way. You know, he's there at every single game that he can be at, whether it be my brother's game or my game. Football has meant a lot to our family.
Can you speak to how you've managed to adapt your play calling philosophy to the roster you've had? Or, you know, we've seen you have pass heavy, we've seen you really run heavy in the last year.
Yep.
Like, why is that something that you?
I think it's just important. Every roster is different. Every challenge is going to be different. Throughout the season, we're going to have obstacles. You know, we may lose a player. We may have to adjust. And I think that's really, really important. Ultimately, we got to find out what our players do best and put them in those positions to be successful. And, I think we got tremendous talent on this team. I'm excited to team up with these guys to get to know them as people, get to know them as players, and then, again, provide that opportunity for them.
Are there any inherent challenges to that, or is that actually like the easiest route to it, is just taking what you guys do best and roll with that?
I think that's the fun challenge. You know, that's the fun challenge that you get to team up with. Certainly, there's going to be certain philosophies, identities that I believe in very, very strongly. But again, I think it's really, really important that as we build this, there's going to be a process. You're going to go through OTAs. You're going to go through training camp, and we're going to, you know, figure each other out more and more each and every day that we spend. And you know, those clear identities will present themselves as the season goes.
Along those lines, I know you said you've been bilingual, multilingual in so many systems. How many times have you used something that was predominantly the wide zone? Shanahan block, and obviously they implemented that here, and they have a lot of personnel that fit that. Is that something you've done much in the past?
We've done that at various spots. Certainly in Dallas, there was a lot more of an outside zone emphasis there. But obviously, flexibility, I think, is really important. I think as we've gone through this journey in the NFL, you got to have a diverse run game. You got to be able to do a lot of different things. You got to be able to challenge the defense in multiple looks. Again, we've been more of a downhill gap run team in Philadelphia. There's tremendous advantages to that, and I think we'll have an opportunity to blend those two worlds together.
And following up on Derek, do you view that as you guys have a decision to make at quarterback, or you view it as Derek Carr as a quarterback?
I view it as Derek Carr is a tremendous starting quarterback in this league. We're fortunate to have him, and we're excited to go through this process, you know, as we build this roster together. Again, I'm meeting these guys for the first time in the last few days. Really excited to meet more of them, and this will be a lot of fun.
Is there any position that you would look at and say, this is a foundation pillar, and that guy is just absolutely locked in? I know it's all about competition, or is it new coach and everything's open for competition?
Yeah, we'll let that play itself out. Obviously, we know the tremendous leadership that this team has, the experience, the veteran players. That's a great advantage to us. That's a tremendous advantage to us. Again, we've invested in the offensive line, which is a huge, important piece for us. To me, that's the energy of your entire football team, and so I'm excited to team up with those guys.
Let's expand on what you look. Sorry. Can you kind of expand on what you mean by a smart football player? It's like, when a player is smart, what kind of attributes do they have? What do you look for?
Yeah, I think smart football players, I think, understand the situation first and foremost. They understand situational football. They understand how to play the position. They can apply the lessons that you teach them. We don't have to have a bunch of guys go to Ivy Leagues. You know, that's not what the NFL is. But, you know, I think it's a tremendous opportunity to find how these guys learn, how these guys grow, to lean into that. Again, when you surround yourself with a bunch of smart football players, it's going to allow your team to really flourish.
Dylan, you said that you're excited to go through the process with Derek Carr and the roster. Can you tell us a little bit can you describe what the process is?
I think first and foremost is just to get to meet these guys, get to know them as people. And as we build this thing, as we go through the offseason program, obviously we'll go through that process as far as football players, and we'll build it the right way. But again, I'm just excited to meet these guys first and foremost.
Kelly, you talked about that week 3 matchup against the Saints and the Eagles. How much did that factor into your decision to want to become the head coach? And also, nobody asked you yet, but have you been to Derek Carr about meeting him back in college yet?
The week 3 game, very evident. I mean, I've been here a few times as the road team. It's a really hard place to play. It's a really hard place to play, and you felt it each and every day. We felt fortunate on week 3 to come out with a win in a 2-minute drive. You know, as far as Derek and Fresno State, you know, obviously we had a fun game 1 year. Played Fresno State over the years as a Boise State Bronco, and so we'll certainly share a few laughs about that.
Alan, you talked about the offseason. How much input will you have where you have training camp? Do you like to stay home or like to give the players away? As far as maybe involved with that?
Yeah, we'll go through those conversations when we need to. Obviously, right now the priority is the people, and then we'll figure out the process as we go.
At what point during the search did you feel good that you were maybe the front runner for the job, say, or like how did that process go?
Yeah, again, just 2 opportunities. You know, you have a Zoom interview and then you have a formal interview. Both excellent opportunities, I think, for the Saints and for myself, just to go through that process. And so, you know, the rules are structured in a way that allows you to focus on the task at hand, focus on the Super Bowl, not worry about a thing. And once the Super Bowl, you know, got done, then we're able to kind of talk and have those conversations.
What stood out to you about that, like the in-person meeting when you got to meet that first time?
Yeah, you can tell it's a group that's really experienced, tremendous value in that. The continuity is huge. They work really, really well together, and I felt like it was an awesome opportunity to team up.
Helped coach into one of the greatest running back seasons ever. People are going to look at Alvin and say, can you do the same thing? Just maybe, I know we're asking just kind of from afar what you thought of him.
Tons of respect for Alvin as a player. Obviously, one of the premier players in our league. You know, his ability to play in the pass game and the run game, all the different versatile roles that he can play. A lot of people for a long time have been looking, how can we find an Alvin Alvin on our football team. And so that's been a really important piece. It'll continue to be a really important piece, and we're really fortunate to have him.
Were you all in on New Orleans and the Saints from the time they first contacted you? You said a lot of nice things about the organization. Were those things you learned in the process or things you knew beforehand?
It was a really attractive place. Every single player and coach who's been here that you get a chance to team up with at other spots, they all talk about how great the New Orleans Saints organization is. I think that's, you know, those are tremendously valuable pieces. And so when you have an opportunity to meet with them for the first time, all those dots quickly connect and you see how special this place is.
Well, you're talking about Alvin Kamara. Have you ever seen a player like a Taysom Hill? And how you can utilize him?
Same type of piece. A lot of us have been chasing Taysom Hills for a very, very long time, and ultimately there's one Taysom Hill, and that's very important for everyone to recognize. And so I think that's the exciting part about our roster. You know, we got a lot of really talented players. We got a lot of versatile players who can do a number of things, and that's going to be a huge advantage to us.
Obviously, you were able to focus on the task at hand based on the results of the Super Bowl and the whole playoff run. But, I mean, was there a point for you early in the process where you clearly wanted this job and felt pretty good that you know, did you like really not make that decision until after the Super Bowl, or you were hoping this is how it was going to end up throughout?
Certainly, I had hopes and dreams of this working out. It was a tremendous opportunity from the first meeting. You quickly saw how special this place was. You really hoped that, if the opportunity presented itself, we'd be fired up. And so it was a longer process, just the way our season played out. But thankful it turned out.
So when it came to having conversations Monday or Tuesday, it was pretty quick. Yeah.
That was very easy. That's a very easy decision, yes.
Kellen, you've been exposed to like some really good leaders just throughout your coaching career, Sirianni, McCarthy, Dan Quinn. Just how much do you think being around guys like that like helps prepare you for this moment right now?
Tremendous opportunity when you get to be around a lot of phenomenal head football coaches, and they all are going to present it in their own way. They all have their own styles. Mm-hmm. I think as long as you're authentic, consistent, and approach it, guys will respect it.
Is that something like you're taking notes on too, just kind of like how people run a room and just like all that stuff?
Absolutely.
You mentioned the taking notes part a couple of times. Like, has that always just been like a mental thing in the back of your mind, or did you actually want to maybe write down like one day what your philosophies would be and how you would do things if you were ever to get this opportunity?
Yes, absolutely. I wasn't the tallest, biggest, fastest quarterback in the world. The only way I survived was, you know, I prepared as hard as I possibly could. And so that led me to the coaching side of it. And so I thought that was always really, really important. As quickly as I anticipated, you know, hopefully having a coaching journey as I went through this, you took every example you possibly could. I think there's an element of a growth mindset that we're just continuing to grow, continuing to evolve as people, as coaches. And that's the identity that certainly we want to take as a team as well.
Can you also mention that, you know, your first year, a lot of the players have been teammates. Was that actually a difficult thing? Did it take a while for them to maybe turn the corner as to, hey, you're the coach now and not my peer?
It's a unique opportunity, but it's a really good opportunity, to team up with a bunch of people. We had tremendous leadership on that team. Again, it's about being authentic, being consistent. At the end of the day, if players feel like you're helping them become the best version of their self, that's all they can ask for.
Dylan, obviously we've talked about how you're the youngest head coach in the NFL right now, but I feel like we've heard your name as a candidate for years now. Did this whole process play out kind of the way you were thinking it would? Did it take you maybe longer than you thought to get this opportunity?
Again, each opportunity, you get to grow. You get to grow. Anytime you get to meet with an NFL football organization, you get to meet tremendous people. You get to recognize strengths, recognize growth opportunities for yourself personally, and I take advantage of those, certainly. And so I felt really prepared for this, really excited for it. Felt like it was a perfect, perfect setting to team up with Mickey and the rest of this group.
You tell us sometimes first-time head coaches, especially younger ones, sometimes like that have people on their staff who you've been in this position before, have had a lot of experience, something you can lean on. Is that something you hope to add to your own staff?
There will definitely be value to that, yes.
Kellen, can you tell us about the playbook that 17-year-old Kellen Moore had on that Boise State recruiting trip that you shared with recruiters? There was some story that had come out about that when you first joined for the Dallas Cowboys. Do you still have that? Can you tell us about that?
I don't think I have it. Maybe my parents do. I was getting recruited by Boise State, and I was showing every possible way that I was going to be prepared if the opportunity presented itself. And so I did every research piece I possibly could and found some playbooks and tried to study.
How much of that, I know you say you don't have the playbook anymore, but how much of some of those core tenets
at that point that you started to research still exists in your playbook, correct?
Certainly. You lean on your foundations. You lean on your foundations of my dad's a high school football coach, the wonderful opportunity to be at Boise State with Chris Peterson, one of the best college football head coaches in history. Those are foundational pieces, and those will never change on you.
Kelvin, you mentioned your dad a couple times. What did you learn from your dad?
It's really all about building the right environment, building an environment that allows every player, coach, and staff member to be their best. And we had a Friday Night Lights setting in Prosser, Washington. It was a special place. Those were the guys that I looked up to, but the culture was really, really special. Those guys worked really, really hard, harder than any other team they faced, and they had the confidence to challenge every single team, no matter how big they were. We felt like our little small town had a chance.
You mentioned a football family. How did that impact you and your brother? I mean, you started at an early age, I assume, learning about the game. You feel accelerated in a way as a 36-year-old after that?
Everyone likes to say it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert, so that's a famous book. Certainly, I felt like being around it for a long time led me into the opportunities that I've been presented. I've been preparing for this my entire life, and I feel ready.
How much did you mentioned your admiration for Nick Sirianni and, you know, this whole process that you went through this whole season. What did you kind of learn through this year, and how much did actually winning a Super Bowl kind of help prepare you for this, you think?
Yeah, as far as Nick, tremendous leader. His ability to adapt the leadership side of this is really special. Every season you're going to have challenges. Every season you're going to have obstacles, and we're going to have to handle those ups and downs throughout a season on a personal level, on a collective level as a team. And I think having the ability to adapt throughout the season is really, really important. Being consistent still at the same time with your core values is really important. I learned a lot of that from Nick.
Did you have a visit here, like when you were coming into the draft, I believe?
Yes, so my first NFL experience was a 30 visit to the New Orleans Saints. And so 2012, when I was coming in as a player, my first visit was here, so it's pretty funny, kind of coming full circle, 13, 14 years later, whatever it is.
What do you remember about that visit?
Joe Lombardi was the quarterback coach. He was the one that was showing me around. Chase Daniel was kind of my host, so to speak. And so it was a fun opportunity just to get to know the NFL and get to know this place. Again, quickly recognized how valuable it was.
You mentioned Friday Night Lights a couple times in the last couple weeks. Are you more of a book, movie, or TV?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to go TV. TV, there's a little more depth to that. There's just one movie. There's a lot of episodes of the TV.
You're listening to New Saints coach Kellen Moore live on WWL New Orleans, WWL FM, and HD1 Kenner New Orleans.
I view myself as a guy who is continuing to learn and grow, and I think that's really, really important. This league is always going to challenge you. As soon as you feel like you have it, there's going to be another challenge on the horizon. And I think it's continuing to evolve, continue to grow, continue to find what advantages we can have as a football team. We're going to continue to grow each and every year.
That you mentioned earlier, like, do you still have them? Are you shipping them to?
You have a lot of notes everywhere, and certainly technology allows you to have them close by nowadays.
Kelly, did you ever, you say you learned from failure, I know, in one of your previous conversations. Did you ever learn from failure of being too stubborn and try to stick with a philosophy and then adapt it from there? Or did someone teach you early on not to be stubborn and to, you know, match what you have?
Absolutely. We all go through stubbornness at times. We all go through, again, we have great confidence in certain schemes, certain players, certain structures, and you got to continue to grow and evolve. And so I think that's the cool opportunity. When you go to a couple different organizations, you get to learn how to adapt. You're not going to get it right every single time, but you're going to be able to grow from that opportunity and find what works best for the next opportunity.
Is there an example that stands out of where you tried to stick with something too long?
That's a great question. I think, again, as you go through the seasons in Dallas, when you lose a Dak Prescott for a season, for an extended period of the season, you learn how to adapt quickly and understand that you can't play the same styles week in and week out. When you lose, you know, a Tyron Smith, a different difference maker, you have to adjust. And so when you're young, you know, you have a lot of confidence in things, you fail, and then you get to grow.
Kellen, there's a long history of offensive success here. Obviously, what Sean and Andrew were able to do here for so long. Do you have any recollection of just like watching that? Did that have any imprint on you as a coach, as a player, anything like that?
Absolutely, huge impact. Joe Lombardi was our offensive coordinator when I was a player in Detroit. learned that system, grew in that system. Certainly a lot of that still has a huge impact on what we've done the last couple stops along the way. And so, you know, there's certainly been a huge influence. I think a lot of us throughout this league, tons of respect and appreciation for what Drew and Sean did here. It set a firm foundation, set the pinnacle of what the standard is for this place and certainly for offensive football throughout this league.
You said during Super Bowl week that every player has superpowers, and that big part of your approach is to try to maximize and lead with those superpowers. How do you go about identifying those now for this roster?
It's going to take a lot of interaction with the players, and it's going to take a lot of film study, and then ultimately we get on the field, we get to team up on this, and we get to grow together.
Is this a lot of, like, these one-on-one conversations, full team meetings? Like, what's the process of
that? Absolutely. I think it's really important that we get to know each other in a one-on-one setting. This is a tremendous group. We're excited to team up on this, but there is that personal level that I'm really excited to have.
Kellen, when you're putting your staff together, how important is it that you kind of maybe past relationships, whether it's a position coach or a coordinator, that I know this individual, I can trust them and maybe go from there? How important is that?
There's tremendous value for experience when you've worked with someone just for continuity's sake. But I think the blessing and wonderful thing that you learn is as you go through this journey, you know, going to Los Angeles, going to Philly, there's a lot of coaches that if I just stuck in Dallas, I would have never met, would have never got to team up with. And so you understand that as you go through this process, you're going to have an opportunity to meet and team up with coaches that maybe you haven't done it with. And they're going to be really special, and they're going to have a huge impact on us.
How long did you think it was going to take for you to become a head coach? Did you give yourself a deadline like 40 or anything?
I had no timeline.
You mentioned about staying authentic to yourself. When you're in a league that is, you know, has a lot of alphas, so to say. I mean, Dan Campbell had a press conference talking about biting kneecaps. How hard is that sometimes to maybe say, this is who I am and this will resonate eventually?
Yeah, I think everyone respects authenticity, being yourself. We understand that there's challenges associated with this job. It's a leadership job first and foremost, and it's very, very important. You're going to have to lead in a lot of different ways. You're going to have to challenge people. You're going to have to stress people. You're going to have to put people in challenging situations, and so we're going to go through that.
Would you intend to stay as a play caller as a head coach, or is that kind of up in the air?
Yes, I'd call plays.
With you and the Eagles practicing here all Super Bowl week, was it something that it felt like an opportunity that was meant to be, and kind of like a sneak peek of your office at all?
I like the facility. I enjoyed the new cafeteria, the indoor walking around. Obviously, you saw how tremendous it certainly was.
Take time for two more, please.
You mentioned your brother earlier. He's in the business. Do you intend to work with him here?
I'd love to work with him one day. Obviously, he's in a tremendous spot, in a tremendous role. They've had a ton of success at Missouri the last couple of years, and so you know, he'll have great opportunities moving forward.
Dennis Goddard said the other day, he was just talking about how sad it was if you left and he wanted you to come back and stuff. Just kind of what is the impact on players to just say that about you and moving on?
This is a football game, but there's so many personal elements to this thing. When you get a team up with people, you build lifelong relationships. People had a huge impact on you. I feel very fortunate to have gone to Philadelphia. We had tremendous leaders on that team, tremendous people. Those relationships will last forever.
People will also kind of point to, you know, your age. We've talked about that a little bit, but Sean Payton had a lot of success here as kind of a young player calling that path. I know you've been compared to him relatively early in your career, too. Do you make it that comparison? Do you embrace it? How do you go about that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Obviously, I think in general, everyone has so much respect for what Sean's done in this league, and tons of respect. And certainly the standard's been built based off his foundation, and we love that. We want to embrace that. And so feel fortunate. Maybe Mickey has a type. I don't know. But it's worked out well.
Take one more if anybody has one. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Come up with a photo.
Well, that's the 19th head coach of the Saints, Kellen Moore, you just heard here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. A lot of great stuff there. You heard him as he prepares now to take over and get his whole coaching staff set, which is the next big process for him. We'll be attending that Super Bowl parade tomorrow in Philadelphia. Good for him.
Well, you know what? He's very cerebral. You know, when you think about how he calculated, how he breaks things out, he's way more mature than I was when I was 36. You know, I look at that. Does that make sense? He's an old 36.
No, I got you right. And, maybe that has to do with the fact his dad was a coach.
Yes, without a doubt. And the players respect that. And You know what players look at with coaches? And I remember playing, like, when Coach Mara brought his son. And then, you know, you start getting in your early 30s and you look at staffs, not necessarily coordinators or head coaches. But then, you know, I continued to play until I was 37. I was like, damn, I'm like older than two or three of the coaches. But then, you know, you respect it, and you can't fake the funk. And you're in the meeting room, and you know when you're breaking down game plans and all what you can do. You know who knows what they're talking about and who's maybe in this position, and maybe they're in over their head. So with that being said, you know what players want? Players truly want to get better. Okay, coach, how can you make me better? If you can make me better, I'm going to listen to what you're saying. And then that's where the respect comes in on the production after that. Like, and then you appreciate it. And I think that's what Kellen Moore is going to bring to the table.
Newell, anything stand out to you in that press conference we just heard?
You know, as kind of one who studied leadership, what I heard from him is he seems to be a what-if thinker. He's always, you know, thinking one step ahead. He talked about the uncertainty in this league, you know, that everything changes from day to day. You may think that things are stable and you've got them in place, and then the next day somebody, you know, tears a hamstring, you know, is out. The Achilles tendon is severed, you know. And so I really kind of honed in on that. He seemed to be what if. And the ability to adapt. This is changing. This is really dynamic. There's nothing static about this. Y'all would know better than I. But just from afar, that's what it seems like to me.
Well, nobody's going to feel sorry for you. The show must go on. Yeah. And you're going to be held responsible, you know, and it's a production business. A lot of what Al Davis said, just win, baby, and that's so true.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys, we got to get the news. Thank you so much for today's coverage. We truly appreciate it. Exciting time at Saints training camp. We're going to go straight to news. Here's Chris Miller.